MTNL.com. Having served Madison and the surrounding communities for more than 75 years, MT Networks is a company you can trust.
And welcome back to White Auditorium as we move into Game 2 of our coverage here of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Tim Miller along with Ken Hansen as we now move to the boys' side of the bracket. It is the Lebo Wolves, the number 3 seed, taking on the Bearcats of Burlingame, the number 2 seed. And Ken got through one game, a very competitive and entertaining contest.
Yes.
Between the Madison and the Olpie girls, with the Olpie winning that game. And now we move to a contest that should be equally as competitive and very close. The first time these two teams met, 1 point separated them, and it was a Burlingame 1 point win.
It was, and that's the difference between being the 2 seed and the 3 seed.
Yep, yep.
So really no difference here. And one of the things that I think Lebo said that they didn't play so well that first game. So they're kind of looking for some revenge here, but Burlingame's going, we played well enough to beat you, and we can do it again.
Burlingame 10-2 overall in the season. Meanwhile, Lebo at 9-3 as we go ahead and check our starting lineups for this contest this evening. Lineups brought to you by Heartland Office System, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. First off, the lineup for Lebo, again the 3C. They will go with Landon Grimmett, 6'2" senior, averaging 15 points per game. Luke Davies, a 6'2" senior, at 6 points an outing. Grayson Shoemaker, 6'1" junior, averages 15 points a game. Austin Bailey, 5'9" senior, at 4 points per contest. And then Zach Oswald, a 6'3" junior, averages 12 points a game. Lebo, coached by Dennis Becker in his first season. For Burlingame, the 2 seed, they'll go with Roman Bayless, a 6'1" senior, averaging 13 points an outing. Drake Skirvin, a 6'3" freshman at 8 points per game. Dane Winters, a 5'8" sophomore, averages 10 points a game. Colby Middleton, a 6'1" senior, averaging 13 points a game. And then rounding out the starting five for Burlingame is Matthew Heckman, 6'2" senior, averaging 5 points a game. Burlingame coached by Eric West. So there are your lineups, your respective head coaches, and we're just about settled in here for what should be a very entertaining boys' game, championship semifinals.
Yeah, and Tim, I got family in this game. Number one, Landon Grimmett for Lebo is my great-nephew. So I could tell stories about watching him shooting baskets when he was little.
So bias could be just slightly that way. Now, we're supposed to be unbiased, Ken, you know.
Yes, I'll be unbiased as a team, but yeah, biased. But
hope he has a big game, right?
Yes. Yep.
Well, of course, Landon coming off of a 17-point performance in the opening round, a win that Lebo picked up over Hartford, 64-36, game I got a chance to watch. And Burlingame, meanwhile, they get into the championship semifinals with a 70-19 victory over Meredithine Valley.
And, you know, Tim, one of the things, though, with these two teams is the stage isn't too big for them because they've been here, done that. And so I think that both teams are going to come out firing from the get-go.
Well, both teams certainly have been on the list of champions in this tournament. Burlingame has been to the championship game 6 times, and when they get there, they do a pretty good job. They're 5-1 in championship games, most recently winning in 2019. Meanwhile, Lebo, they've been there 16 times. They've won it 6. They won the 2021 tournament.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good matchup between two good programs.
As a matter of fact, these two teams have met twice in the tournament championship game. Now, Burlingame won it both times, 2011 and 2019. So Heckman jumping center against Grimmett. Tip controlled by Burlingame, and we are underway. So the Bearcats with the opening possession, they'll operate right to left. Pass comes near side to Dane Winters as Lebo will pick up man-to-man. Winters left baseline, pulls up. Now comes near side to Middleton. Middleton a big game in the opening round with 21 points. There's a steal taken away by Lebo. Shoemaker with it. He'll bring it down the floor to the right side. Goes baseline to Bailey. Now back to Shoemaker. On the drive, lay-in is good. And Shoemaker gives Lebo the early 2-0 lead, 7:29 to go in this opening quarter.
And Shoemaker is probably the most aggressive player that Lebo has. So him going right to the basket at the beginning, not a surprise.
Bayless on the drive. He'll get fouled. I think they may have gotten Luke Davies an elbow there, and they did. So Davies with the whistle, his first. Team foul number one against Lebo. And Burlingame will check it in under their own bucket. This will be winners to check it in to the freshman, Drake Skirvin. Good-looking freshman.
He is.
Skirvin left of the block, gets it, swings it, right side, winners. His bounce pass is deflected and stolen. Oswald with a steal. So back-to-back turnovers for Burlingame to start this contest. This is Grimmett along the near side here in the corner. Works off a screen from Bailey, gets into the paint. This is it left side to Shoemaker. Burlingame man-to-man. Pass right of the block. Oswald using that big body lays it up and in. Oswald, big young man down inside there, and he'll give Lebo a 4-0 lead.
He's big, but he's pretty athletic.
Yes,
inside.
He is. This is Heckman with the basketball. Feeds inside to Skirvin. Now out to Bayless. His drive leads to a turnover. Grimmett with the steal. Lead pass down to Shoemaker. Gets in the paint. They're going to call him with an offensive foul. So Shoemaker with his first, team second. Burlingame yet to get a shot off. 6:27 to go in this first quarter. The turnover bug has bit them here early.
Yeah, and I actually liked Matthew Heckman that time, standing in the way of Shoemaker there. He was solidly set and took that charge.
Burlingame with the basketball back. Lebo, the 4-0 lead. 6:18 to go here in this first quarter. Bayless along the right side, hands it off to Middleton. And Middleton, he just about lost it. Bounce feed right on the block. Skirvin turns, fires a pass to the near side. Three ball is up and good for winners.
And that time, that was just a nice job by Skirvin of kicking it out to the winners open. And winners has been playing a lot of basketball throughout his career, though, Tim.
So a Cody Thurston three puts Burlingame on the board, and there's a turnover. Middleton with the steal. 4-3, Lebo with the advantage, 5:41 to go here in this first quarter. Bayless just inside the three-point arc. No, his foot was on the line, or just toe behind the line, I should say. So back-to-back threes now, that one for Bayless. And just like that, the Bearcats have a 6-4 lead. So a couple of Cody Thurston land agent threes giving the Bearcats the advantage. And there's a whistle. Foul called against Burlingame. That'll go on Drake Skirvin, his first, team's first.
And, Tim, once you hit that first three, it seems like the basket can open up for a couple more.
Yeah, just need to see it go through. Inbounds comes in to Austin Bailey. He'll kick it up top to Davies. Davies working around Bayless, loses the handle out of bounds. Turnover. Our coverage of the tournament being brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or insulation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Madison Bulldogs. 6-4 Burlingame, 5:07 to go here in this first quarter. Pass goes inside to Skirvin, has it knocked away, stolen. I think Shoemaker got a reach in there, knocked it away. Nice lead pass down the floor to Grimmett. His shot is blocked by Roman Bayless. Back come the Bearcats in transition. Heckman gets blocked from behind by Shoemaker. Follow from Skirvin won't go, and now Heckman takes it back up, and he'll be fouled. So the Bearcats doing the work on the offensive glass.
Yeah, they're just tenacious inside there. Got it. Lebo's got to have somebody put a body on him.
Oswald picking up his first, team's third. Heckman to the free throw line. Shot is up and good. His first point. For Burlingame, Brandon Punch is checking in. Drake Skirvin to the bench. Punches a 5'11 junior. Heckman's second free throw rattles home. Makes an 8-4 lead for the Bearcats. So the Wolves scored the first 4 points of the game. Burlingame's come back to score the next eight.
Yeah, so it's got that kind of flow to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Back and forth. Runs for both teams. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Bailey looking for some help. Has it knocked away. It's actually the ball being knocked away. Bailed him out. Now he'll make an errant pass. Stolen. Picked off by Dane Winters. Heckman back the other way. Shot crawls off the rim. No good. Grimmett with rebound position. And over the back. Goes That punch is, I think, 14, yeah. The official initially put up 11, and there's not an 11 in the game.
No, and I think that's what the scores table went, what?
So punches with his first, team second. Lebo with the basketball. Burlingame with an 8-4 lead. Shoemaker off the screen. There's a reach and now on Winters. His first, team's third. Thanks to Angela Blankley, one of our sponsors. She's with Coldwell Banker and Portier Real Estate, a trusted real estate agent with years of experience, available anytime. 620-344-6368. Lebo with the ball, down four here. 4:06 to go in the first quarter. Grimmett feeds it off to Bailey. Bailey with the dry left-handed layup is good. Took it right to the basket. Good move there by Bailey. Austin Bailey's first basket. 8-6 now. Bearcats in front as we dip inside. 4 minutes to play first quarter. Bayless comes near side. Middleton from long range. Off the side of the iron. No good. There's a foul on Heckman. Good rebound to Davies. Luke Davies with the rebound, and he'll be fouled by Heckman. That's his first, team's fourth.
Yeah, and Heckman that time was a little out of control going for that rebound, and Davies had the position on him.
8-6 Burlingame. Wolves have a chance to tie or possibly retake the lead. They jumped out 4-0. Grimmett sizing up Winters. Now dribbles to the left wing. Comes up top to Davies. Burlingame man-to-man. Davies on the drive. Lost the basketball out of bounds. Bayless knocked it away from him. It'll stay with Lebo. And Grimmett will check it in bounds under his own basket. Grimmett looking. Comes way up top and finds Shoemaker along the far wing. Shoemaker, I think he was looking for a screen there. Now feeds it to Grimmett. Long-range shot is up and good. A Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Cody Thurston, Grimmett, his first field goal. And now Lebo back out in front, 9-8. As these two teams trade leads. Middleton on the drive, took a bump. Shot no good. And now over the back goes punches. And that'll be his second foul, team's fifth.
And punches, and all of a sudden, Burlingame's got a little bit of foul trouble, don't they?
Yeah, that was the second foul there on punches. They can only give up one more before Lebo will be in the bonus. Skirvin back in, punches will check out with those two fouls. Meanwhile, for Lebo, Dominic Reisner into the ball game, place of Austin Bailey. 9-8 Wolves, 2:44 to go in this first quarter. Grimmett hands it off to Reisner. Reisner dribbles around the perimeter. Feeds Shoemaker. Now in the corner comes to Drew Conrady, who just checked in as well. On the drive, Reisner blocked by Skirvin of Burlingame. Bearcat basketball, 9-8 Wolf lead, 2:22 to go first quarter. This is Winters into the paint. Now out top to Middleton. Has it nearly stolen away by Reisner. Gives it to Skirvin from the free throw line. 15-footer. Way off the mark. Rebound there to Conrady for Lebo. 9-8 Wolves as we near the two-minute mark in this first quarter. Shoemaker, nice drive. Took it right to the basket and scores. And a timeout taken by Coach Eric West. So the 2 points there for Shoemaker. He's got four. The Wolf lead is 3, 11-8. Our timeout, of course, brought to you by McDonald's. On 6, locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly, open 24 hours, 7 days a week. As these two teams go back and forth, Ken.
Yeah, I think that this is what we're going to see all night long. Little runs, like 4 or 5 points a time.
Yep, it was 4-0 Lebo, and then Burlingame scored the next 8. Now, of course, Wolves have come back to score the next 5. So back and forth we go. 11-8 Lebo, 2 minutes left in the first quarter. It'll be Bearcat basketball. Dane Winters across the midcourt line, feeds Heckman here along the left side, up to Middleton. Middleton had 21 in the first round, has yet to score in this game. Skirvin right of the block, back and down, feeds it in the corner to Winters here along the near side, and there's a kick. It will stay with Burlingame.
Yeah, that time, that was just a pass that was going nowhere. Actually, Winters would have been better off with that 10-footer from the left baseline than try to force the pass.
Inbounds comes in the Middleton. Now Heckman has it. Left of the circle. Now he'll put the ball on the deck. Goes all the way around the right side of the lane. Feeds Bayless. Now Middleton has it right side. Down to a minute 23 to play here in the first. Skip feed comes near wing here to Heckman. Off a screen from Skirvin. He'll set up, take the shot, left it short. Rebound Winters. Kicks it back up top to Middleton. He'll let it fly. Shot no good. But Bearcats get the offensive rebound. Another possession here. Down to about a minute to go here in the first. Bayless to Skirvin. Went up high to get the pass. Lebo, good tight man-to-man defense here. Down to 52 seconds. This is Winters on the drive. Missed the shot. Rebound Reisner. And the Wolves have possession with 44 seconds to play here in this first quarter. This is Landon Grimmett, right wing. Winters there defensively for Burlingame. Reisner top of the key. Dishes off now to Conrady. Conrady right baseline. Skirvin there defensively. Wait, Oswald wasn't quite ready for the pass. Made a nice catch, though, to keep from turning it over. Down to 18 seconds. Grimmett with it left side. He'll take the shot off the mark. Long rebound up top. Collected by Heckman. Good pass to Bayless. Down the floor he comes. Layup is good and a foul. A chance at the three-point play. As Bayless took it to the basket, he's got five and a chance to cut the lead. Actually, a chance to tie the game. They've cut the lead to one. 9 seconds left. Foul is on Landon Grimmett, his first, team's fourth.
I think Grimmett was saying, I didn't touch him, but the referees are like, yes, you did.
Unfortunately, those striped shirts are always right, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. Free throw missed it, but there's a rebound by Middleton in the lane, takes it up and scores. Colby Middleton gives the Bearcats a 12-11 lead. 1 second left. The shot is up, no good. And we have played the first quarter in a very tightly contested game, just as we expected. It is Burlingame 12 and Lebo 11. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the second quarter right after this.
ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serves the worldwide valve market with the best product available and has the goal of being a one-stop shop for all their customers' needs. They're proud to be an integral part of the Madison community since 1977. Their continued expansion in downtown Madison is just another example of their commitment to the future. The firm is a strong supporter of the Madison schools and wishes the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities? Then apply at Hostess Brands LLC. Interested candidates will be interviewed for full-time positions between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. No qualified candidate will be turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefits package. For any questions, please contact A. Hines at hostessbrands.com. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Tim Miller, Ken Hansen back here at White Auditorium as we move to the second quarter, 12-11 Bearcats as these runs continue on both sides.
They do, and now it's probably Lebo's turn to take a little bit of one.
Yeah. They go back and forth. Reisner left side, drives left baseline. Nice ball fake, kicks it out now to Davies. Davies on the drive, shot no good, gets it back, kicks it in the left corner. Three-point try no good for Reisner. Rebound down in low. That's going to be J.D. Tyson picking it up, and now he's fouled. That call will go against Zach Oswald, his second team foul, number five, as Austin Bailey will check in for Oswald, who headed the bench with two fouls. So you now have you got Grimmett, Reisner, Bailey, Shoemaker, and Davies for Lebo. Winters, also Heckman, Skirvin, Middleton, and Tyson for the Bearcats. Tyson, 5'5", sophomore out there. 12-11, Bearcats with the lead. Tyson, bounce feed, Skirvin, right of the block. Now kick out up top to Winters. Feeds the Middleton on the right side. Gets down in the paint. Shot is up. Crawls off. Tough luck there for Middleton. Rebound Lebo. Back come the Wolves left to right. Here's the take by Grimmett. Can't get the shot down, but he does draw the block. That call would go on Dane Winters. Now his second. Team sixth. Landon Grimmett to the free throw line for the first time. These are the first free throws attempted for Lebo.
Yeah, that time Grimmett was able to use his speed to get around Winters a little bit, and Winters just tried to body him up.
Grimmett's free throw up and good. That's his fourth point. Brandon Punches back in for the Wolves. Also checking back in, Roman Bayless. Ball game tied at 12. Grimmett trying to break the tie and can't. Miss the second one. 12-12. 6:52 left here, first half. Bearcat basketball.
That looks like a free throw I taught him. Not the other one.
Nice pass on the inside. Skirvin with the easy lay-in. Skirvin's first basket, 14-12 Bearcat lead. Grimmett between the leg dribble, right side here, goes up top to Davies. He'll swing it now to Reisner, left wing, hands it off to Shoemaker. Bearcats man-to-man defensively. Davies with the basketball here along the right side. Wolves operating left to right. A little give and go there. And that's going to be a block call, and that will be on Punches. That's his third. He no sooner got back in the basketball game and just picks up foul number three.
Yeah, and he's gonna be probably sitting next to Coach for the rest of the half.
Colby Middleton back in as Punches will head to the bench. Luke Davies, meanwhile, he'll head to the foul line. And Davies' free throw, no good. Missed it. Rebound, though, there to Shoemaker. Had it slapped away, but gets it back. He'll kick up top to Grimmett, all alone for a three. Got it. A Cody Thurston land agent three for Grimmett. He now has seven, and the Wolves take a one-point lead, 15-14.
Yeah, I really know I didn't teach him how to shoot three-pointers.
I'd say that's not your job there, is it?
No, not at all.
That's not your work?
No.
5:58 left to play here in the first half. Very entertaining game as we go back and forth. Middleton up top, Reisner defensively. Middleton now the kick here to the left side. Bayless, quick feed left of the block to Skirvin. Now Tyson has it. Lebo man-to-man defensively. Bayless has it top of the key. Off a screen now from Middleton. Bayless on the drive runs right through one of the Lebo defenders, and he'll pick up the charge. So the foul on Bayless, that'll be his first. That is the eighth team foul now against Bearcats. Now we need a little towel out there to wipe up some perspiration.
Well, one thing with Bailey is a physical player, so him taking a charge is not a surprise.
No, it's not. He doesn't mind the contact. While we have a break here, we can let you know that, of course, one of our sponsors, Lebo Booster Club, helped making this broadcast possible. They back the pack, proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves. Lebo basketball leading 15-14, 5:23 to play here in the half. Landon Grimmett pass was deflected, but Davies able to collect it. Now he'll dribble to the free throw line, comes right side to Shoemaker. Down right on the block here, it goes to Bailey, backing in, kicks it up top now to Reisner. On the baseline to Davies, off a screen from Reisner. Davies on the drive, a good take. Luke Davies, his first field goal, and the Wolves have a three-point lead. 17-14, 4:57 to go here in the half. Skirvin up top, comes near side now to Winters. This is Middleton. Down low, nice ball fake, takes it up and scores. So Middleton with the field goal, he's got four. Now Lebo turns it over. Unforced mistake there for Lebo.
Yeah, I think they had a failure to communicate.
Yes,
there
what we
on
have
the,
here.
On
yes.
The inbounds play. There was no pressure being put on by Burlingame.
Nope, it's an unforced error. 17-16 in favor of Lebo, but Burlingame with the basketball. Tyson, far side, guarded by Landon Grimmett. Now Middleton with it. Still has his dribble. Now he'll take it into the paint. Bounce pass here to the near side to Skirvin. Now he'll give way to Bayless. Lebo man-to-man. Here's Tyson. Down low to Middleton. Reisner there defensively. Tyson from way out. Shot is no good off the back of the rim. Reisner clears it for Lebo. Still a one-point Lebo lead. Long pass looking for Shoemaker out of bounds. And Lebo with another turnover. As we've reached the midway point of the second quarter, J.D. Tyson will check out for Burlingame as Matthew Heckman will come back in. Coverage brought to you by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers, 620-412-3614. Middleton has his passes taken away right out of midair. Davies, good defense. Feeds to Grimmett. Sets up for the three ball. Left it short. Davies with the rebound for Lebo. Now he'll put up a 13-footer that won't go down. Skirvin clears for the Bearcats. Still 17-16 Lebo. 3:32 to go, first half. Up top, Middleton has it for the Bearcats, guarded by Reisner. Now they'll work the perimeter. Winters has it on the right wing. Bayless now with the basketball. Middleton, spin move. Now the fadeaway 13-footer, no good. Rebound cleared by Shoemaker for Lebo. Here come the Wolves left to right. 3:05 to go, first period, or should say first half. We're into the second quarter. 17-16, Lebo with the lead. Bailey from the free throw line. Kicks it now to Reisner. Reisner, he'll take it and drive it and score it. Dominic Reisner with his first basket. 19-16, Lebo. 2:43 to go, first half.
I just liked how Reisner was decisive on his decision-making and taking it in.
Yep, no doubt where he was going. Skirvin, the kick out. Heckman, quick feed in the corner. Winters now threw it away. Gets it back, though, and takes it in and scores. Boy, fortuitous bounce there for Dane Winters. He just about turned it over. It was just deflected back to him, and he took it to the basket. 19-18, Lebo.
Yeah, but he had a hole there and took it in.
Yep. And off Shoemaker on the left side, guarded by Heckman. Shoemaker, boy, nice dish down inside to Bailey. Had his shot blocked, but he draws the foul. Good look. And Bailey will be at the free throw line. Call goes on Middleton, his first. Team foul number 9 against the Bearcats. Austin Bailey, 5'9 senior. He'll step to the free throw line. He'll get a couple here. Lebo 1 of 3 so far from the stripe. And another miss, 1 for 4 now.
One thing I like about Bailey is he may not be tall. He's got some girth, but he knows how to play with it.
Yep, he does.
He's getting some good separation and making some nice post moves.
Bailey's second free throw try, got it. He's got 3 points, 20-18 now. Lebo up by a bucket. Inside 2 minutes to play in this first half. Middleton over to Bayless along the right side of the floor. And now Winters on the drive, his bounce pass. Boy, that's going to be a tough one to handle. And I don't – it was just a turnover there, wasn't it? It was going to be a foul. It was – not sure what the call was there. Okay, it's going to foul, I guess. Yeah. Boy, that's going to be on Winters. I guess they get in with the charge. That's his third.
And that,
I can't say that I saw it.
No.
I missed something.
But no complaining from the Burlingame side.
Oh, no, none at all. So now you've got two players with 3 personals for Burlingame. Winters and punches. On the drive, Shoemaker had it maybe partially deflected, and now Skirvin wasn't looking for the ball. Reisner with a steal, and now Heckman over the back of Shoemaker. That'll be his second. And that'll send Shoemaker to the line for a pair. As the Wolves are in the double bonus here with a minute 22 to play in the half. Grayson Shoemaker, he'll get his first free throw tries of the night.
And if you're Lebo, this is what you need to take advantage of this situation.
Shoemaker hits the first. That's his 5th point. And Shoemaker hits them both. Shoemaker with a half dozen. Lebo matching now their largest lead for 22-18. Middleton here to Bayless. He's all alone. He'll take the shot and gets it. A 3-pointer. Cody Thurston, land agent 3. A big shot there by Roman Bayless. That's his 2nd tray of the ball game. He's got 8. And it's a 1-point ball game. And now Grimmett, he'll try to answer, and does. Landon Grimmett with his third tray. He's got 10, and the lead back to 4, 25-21, 49 seconds left to go. Boy, a lot of Cody Thurston threes here in this last couple minutes.
Kind of making up for the last game a little bit.
Yeah, Cody getting his money's worth here in this second game of the day.
He is.
Pass deflected out of bounds. It will stay with Burlingame. Bearcats down 4 with 40 seconds to go before halftime. This is Bayless trying to work against Conradi, who checked in for Lebo. Middleton now has it up top off a screen from Skirvin. Skirvin gets it back, and there's a whistle. It's going to be a grab. I'm going to call that on Dominic Reisner, his first. Team foul number 6. Down to 27 seconds to play. 25-21, Lebo. Tyson leaves it up top for Roman Bayless. Bayless off a screen from Middleton. Bayless on the drive, blocked from behind, and a foul called. And that's going to put Bayless to the free throw line.
Again, I like the aggressiveness of Bayless. He's not in foul trouble, so go take it to the basket when you get a chance.
Reisner picking up his second personal, team 7th. Roman Bayless to the free throw line. He's 0 for 1 so far tonight. Make that 0 for 2. Timmy Roberts, 5'7", sophomore, in for Burlingame as Drake Skirvin will take a rest. Finish out this half. And Bayless goes 1 for 2, give him 9. The lead is 3, 25-22 in favor of Lebo. 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Wolves with the basketball, Shoemaker. And now feeds Grimmett. Heckman there defensively. Back to Shoemaker. Boy, nice ball fake. Now gives it back to Grimmett. Runner from 15 feet. Won't go down, and we're at halftime. A very entertaining first half. A closely contested matchup, just like we expected. And our halftime score is Lebo 25 and Burlingame 22. As we head into halftime, we'll take a break, come back, and go through our halftime stats. This is coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Murphy Agra LLC in Strong City and Lebo is proud to support area schools and athletic teams. They are also proud to support the agricultural community with the many services they provide. Contact Murphy Agra LLC for all your fertilizer and chemical needs. Elevator services are available as well. To the field, from the field, in the field. Murphy Agra LLC, they're here for you. Call 256-6233 in Lebo or 273-6483 in Strong City.
Superior in land, Superior in real estate,
and Superior in auction.
We are Superior.
Call us for Superior service.
Call Superior Real Estate and Land Group at 785-670-6506. That's 785-670-6506. Or find them at superiorlandgroup.us. Superior Real Estate and Land Group in Linden.
Ratcliffe Propane is proud to be a sponsor of this year's Lyon County League Tournament. Ratcliffe Propane provides for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases. They offer you contract pricing and reliable service when you need it. That means short notice fills as well as checking for leaks. They offer propane service for Greenwood, Lyon, Coffee, Chase, and other surrounding counties. If you have questions, call Ratcliffe Propane, 620-366-1967. Remember the name, Ratcliffe Propane.
Basketball takes people working together and perseverance to be successful. The McIlvain Law Office applies similar practices in their pursuit of excellence. When your legal needs arise, whether it be estate planning, succession planning, assistance with farm programs, contracts, real estate, or other needs, Karen McIlvain offers sound legal advice. Let Karen assist you with your legal needs. Call 620-437-2600. McIlvain Law Office, LLC, with offices in Madison and Eureka, serving the area for 38 years and supporting all area students in their academic and athletic endeavors.
Back here at White Auditorium, we're at halftime. Boys play. It is Lebo 25, Burlingame 22 in this boys championship semifinal. A game that we expected to be close. with these two teams playing to just a one-point differential the first time they met up back on January 13th. And that is exactly what we've got here in this first half as the two teams went back and forth at one another over the course of those first 16 minutes. Burlingame's largest lead, 4, and Lebo's largest lead, also 4.
Yeah, I mean, it was a 4-point lead, then it was a 4-point lead for Burlingame. Then it went back, and it's just been back and forth. It's actually, this has been fun.
Yep.
This has been a fun game.
Absolutely, and we'll take a look at our numbers here from the first half. They're brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes, and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. Looking at the individual totals, first off for Burlingame, they were led in that first half by Roman Bayless with 9 points. He hit a couple of three-pointers in the half. Dane Winters tallied 5, but he's in some foul trouble with 3 personals. 4 points for Colby Middleton, 2 apiece for Drake Skirvin and Matthew Heckman. Brandon Punches, who usually gives him a pretty good little bit of a punch off the bench, I should say.
Yes.
But he's settled now with 3 personal fouls. So some foul trouble there for Burlingame from the first half. Meanwhile, for Lebo, they were led by Landon Grimmett in double figures with 10 on the strength of 3 three-pointers. Grayson Shoemaker added 6. Austin Bailey with 3. And then Dominic Reisner, Luke Davies, and Zach Oswald each with 2. As far as any foul issues for Lebo, Dominic Reisner and Zach Oswald picking up a couple of fouls in that first half. And Ken, some team totals.
For Burlingame, they're 6 of 14 inside the arch, 3 of 7 from 3-point range. So overall, 9 of 21 from the field. That's pretty good. I think most coaches would be happy with that. 3 of 6 at the free throw line. They've got 3 offensive and 9 defensive rebounds, so a total of 12. And they've committed 6 turnovers. For Lebo, another excellent shooting. 6 of 13 inside the arc. 3 for 6 from 3-point range, so 9 of 19 overall. 4 of 7 at the free throw line. 3 offensive and 8 defensive rebounds. So Burlingame with 12 rebounds, 11 rebounds for Lebo. Burlingame with 6 turnovers, 5 for Lebo. 6 free throws attempted by Burlingame, 7 by Lebo. So it's back and forth.
Back and forth, absolutely. Absolutely. Our coverage being brought to you by the city of Burlingame, a peaceful farming community nestled in northern Osage County. They've got great schools, low taxes, and lots available to develop. The city of Burlingame, and fans wish the Bearcats the best of luck. Also from Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for small business, plus full-service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840. And also, coverage brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Well, 25-22 here, Ken. I would expect the same in the second half.
Yeah, I don't think either coach is disappointed with this teams at half. I think they've both been playing solid, but maybe if you're Coach West, you're like, okay, stop reaching. Stop getting those fouls. Because some of those fouls were a ways away from the basket, and you don't need to be getting reach-in fouls or pushing fouls 25, 30 feet away from the basket.
Should mention that, our video coverage that you can see on KVOE-TV at kvoe.com is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land purchase and appraisal needs. His number is 620-437-7340. As Lebo back out warming up, getting ready for the second half, the Bearcats have yet to come out. The girls, though, from Burlingame warming up. And, boy, just 4 really good basketball games, I think, in store today for folks. We saw the first one earlier today where Opie knocked off Madison 41-34. We've got a tight one here later on tonight. On the girls' side, it'll be the Lebo girls taking on Burlingame, and then Opie and Madison on the boys' side. So a very entertaining 4 games, I think.
Yes, I think they've all been good games earlier in the season, and I think they're just continuing that tonight. And this is what the kids, when they started playing basketball, this is kind of the they dream of tomorrow night, but you have to win tonight to get there.
Absolutely.
So, to me, I think the pressure is tonight, because you playing in the third place game, it's not as fun as playing in the championship game.
Well, one of these teams will be playing for a championship tomorrow. We'll take our final break. We'll come back, get you ready for the third quarter. Coverage of the Lyon County League basketball tournament continues here on Country 101.7 FM.
Before you build a new home or consider a facelift for your present home, find out what Doug Schmidt Construction has to offer. Doug Schmidt Construction builds custom-designed homes. They're also the firm to call for renovation or remodeling. Hey, why not use that tax refund for a facelift project? Call 475-3284. Doug Schmidt Construction of Olpe, providing quality construction at an affordable price.
For more than 30 years, Hanna Orthodontics has been providing state-of-the-art orthodontic care to people in the community. Doctors Richard and Greta Hanna will give you a customized treatment plan and individual attention, ensuring you with the best possible results. Straight teeth for a lifetime of smiles. Contact their office to schedule your complimentary consultation. Whether you're interested in traditional braces, ceramic braces, or Invisalign invisible braces, they'll help decide which treatment option is best for you. Hanna Orthodontics. Call 620-343-3000.
Welcome back here to Watt Auditorium. Team's ready to go here, third quarter. 25-22 Wolves out in front. And 16 more minutes of basketball to decide this one.
Yeah, and Tim, I think if the first 4 minutes, let's see what kind of spread we have after the first 4 minutes and before any adjustments are probably made by the two coaches. And by the way, the assistant coaches have an ESU, very much an ESU connection with Mitchell Foote, assistant coach for Burlingame, having been a terrific wide receiver for Emporia State, and Duncan Fort, the assistant coach for Lebo, had a good 4-year career here for the Hornet basketball.
Well, then we had two Lady Hornets in the first game,
yes.
Assistant coaches.
Yeah.
Callie Martin, I don't know her married name. I just know her as Callie Martin. And then Dina Holloway, I don't know, can't remember her married name now either. But two former Lady Hornets squaring off. And, of course, you had a really good head coaching battle there. As there's a miss inside by Middleton for Burlingame, who got the opening possession. And now Lebo back with it right to left. Of course, Ron Slaymaker and Bill Neinstead going at it in that first game. One again by Olpe. As Lebo works around the perimeter, here's Shoemaker on the drive. Nice dish inside Oswald. Count the basket and a foul. Boy, nice pass by Shoemaker. Oswald with the finish. He's got four. Call goes against Drake Skirvin. That's his second and the first team foul in the second half here against Burlingame.
I just like the patience that Lebo showed on that possession.
Oswald completes a three-point play. Give him five. And the biggest lead of the night now for Lebo as they stretch it out to six, 28-22. Skirvin up top over to Winters. Winters on the drive in the paint. Now to kick right side here to Bayless. Bayless cut off along the baseline. Skip feed to Winters. Over to Skirvin now along the far baseline. This is Winters. He'll let it fly. It's short. And a rebound corralled there by Grayson Shoemaker. Back come Lebo. 6:52 left in this third quarter. From the corner, Grimmett lets it fly, and he buries a three. A Cody Thurston Land Agent three-pointer. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And now four trades for Grimmett. That gives him 13. And just like that, boy, it's a nine-point lead for Lebo.
Yeah, those first two possessions cannot have gone better for the Wolves.
There's Baylor's a long-range try. Off the back of the iron, no good. Davies with the rebound. Shoemaker back the other way. He'll drive it, can't score it, and be called for the charge. So Shoemaker with his second team foul, number one for Lebo. We're going back the other way.
Yeah, I think Coach Becker's like, really, was that a charge? And the referee said, yes, it was. It doesn't matter what you think, Coach, kind of thing.
6:16 and counting in this third quarter, 31-22. Lebo with the lead. On the right block, this is Middleton. He's been shut down for the most part here tonight, just 4 points after a 21-point performance in the opening round against Mirandozine Valley. Nice bounce pass, Skirvin. He'll dish it right side here to Bayless. A good look. Rims around and off and out of bounds. It goes to Lebo. And the Bearcats yet to score here in this quarter.
And, Tim, I do like Skirvin's passing.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting it inside, and they're surrounding him, and he's kicking it right out.
Again, Skirvin, 6'3", freshman. So Burlingame can be pretty excited about this young man moving forward.
Yes, yes, they should.
Bailey has it now on the left side here. Lebo's operating right to left. Nice spin move by Bailey, and he'll score it off the window. Austin Bailey, a great spin move. He's got five, and the lead has crept out to 11, 33-22. The Wolves on an 8-0 run here. Now a steal. Bailey down the floor. Layup no good. Follow for Shoemaker. And it is all Lebo here in this opening 3 minutes. And now Eric West wants a timeout. Lebo on a 10-0 run to begin this third quarter. 35-22 now. Lebo by 13 points. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We're back right after this.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Back here at White Auditorium, coming out of the timeout, boy, Lebo coming out in this third quarter, first 3 minutes, 10-0 run.
Yeah, it's been all Wolves on both ends of the court, and they're good. Sorry, Tim, there was another missed opportunity, though. Burlingame had a good look.
Yeah, Dane Winters had a good look. It just wouldn't crawl in for him, and here comes Lebo. Bounce feet down inside to Oswald. He'll shuffle his feet and turn it over. Well, you talked about the first 4 minutes being critical in terms of how the game may settle. Well, first three were big for Lebo, and now the Bearcats with a pretty good hole to crawl out of here, down by 13. Obviously, plenty of time, but they need to get something going.
Yeah, and it's on this end. And
boy, there's a steal by Davies. Lebo, good defense. Davies will get called with a charge. There to draw it was Matthew Heckman. Davies with his second.
And that was good hustle by Matthew Heckman. Once that turnover did, he hustled it. He hustled, got back on defense, and got the foul.
Conrad in for Lebo. Davies will take a seat. Meanwhile, Skirvin will come out for the Bearcats as Brandon Punches checks in. 35-22, a 13-point lead for Lebo with 4:16 to go here in the third. Bearcats still looking for their first field goal of the second half. Lebo has obviously put the clamps down here defensively, but a little carelessness too on the Bearcats' part.
Mm-hmm. But that's where, I mean, Lebo's gotten a lot of fast break opportunities.
Here's Middleton getting loose in the lane. Shot will not go down. Rebound Shoemaker for Lebo. Got a good look from about 14 feet. It just would not go down. Way out. This is Grimmett. Three-point try. Rims off. No good. And Bayless has it for the Bearcats. Middleton's pass deflected out of bounds off of Shoemaker. It will stay with Burlingame. Dominic Reisner in for the Wolves in place of Austin Bailey. 3:34 to go here in this third quarter. 35-22 Lebo out to a 13-point lead. Lob pass looking inside for Punches. Goes out of bounds off of Lebo.
And that time Zach Oswald did a nice job of coming up top of him, forcing those bad passes in there, but it went off of Oswald.
Inbounds comes in to Heckman. Now he'll give way to Middleton. Left side, foul line extended. Middleton in some traffic. Bounce pass up top now to Heckman. Boy, he just did keep that pivot foot. This is Winters. Lebo, a solid man-to-man here in this first 5 minutes of the third period, and it's helped them build a 13-point lead. Bayless from the top missed it. Rebound collected by Drew Conrad, and here come the Wolves. And Burlingame still has not scored. There's a jump stop, shot missing by Shoemaker, but Oswald there to collect the offensive rebound. His shot won't go down, but he does earn a couple of free throws. Foul will go against Colby Middleton, his second. Team foul number two against the Bearcats. Oswald a chance to add to this 13-point lead. His first free throw try is up and good. He now has 6 points.
And, Tim, it's not just been the three-point shooting. It's been they've had solid play in the post this entire game, too.
Yes, they have. That's going to be short, but there's Shoemaker with a rebound and the stick back. And, man, those are just killers. Nothing worse than that rebound off the missed free throw by the opposition.
Yeah, you think you've done a good job, and then it's like, oh, no, and then they score.
38-22, a 16-point Wolf lead. Middleton can't score on the block. Rebound to Oswald. He'll fire a pass midcourt to Shoemaker. Lebo completely dominating this period. Burlingame still has not scored. Kick in the corner, Conrad, and now out Reisner for a three. Rims around, off, rebound, Conrad, and he'll put it in. Conrad in his first basket, and Lebo just out-hustling the Bearcats right now. Yeah. It's an 18-point differential. Well, we saw the offense or the rebound off the missed free throw, and now there's an illegal screen on Middleton, so a turnover for Burlingame, his third personal. So they, you know, they get the field goal off of a missed free throw try, and now they get another field goal off of a miss, but it was an offensive rebound.
Mm-hmm. Tim, I'm going to safely say we didn't see this coming.
No, not at all. I mean, this has turned into, right now, a complete domination. But, again, a whole quarter of basketball left, but it's an 18-point lead for Lebo. They have outscored Burlingame 15-0 in this third quarter. Pull up for Grimmett, missed it. But there's the follow again, and the Lebo Wolves just killing the Bearcats on the glass. Shoemaker with 12, the lead is 20, and a timeout taken here by Coach Eric West. And our timeout's being brought to you, of course, by McDonald's on 6th Street. Place your order with DoorDash and let the team at 6th Avenue prepare it for you hot and fresh. And Ken, as you mentioned, did not see this coming, but that's now three baskets off misses. One a missed free throw, two missed field goals, but the Wolves working well in the offensive glass, and I think Coach West had seen enough.
Yeah, and Coach West, his face is red. He is, and I think he's, you know, at halftime we said both teams played well in the first half. His team, I think the effort is lacking here in this half. I think they're getting beat to everything by Lebo, and I think Lebo is just acting like they want a little bit more.
Yep. Well, they've come out and they've punched at the Bearcats, and the Bearcats have not punched back yet.
No.
And now they have dug themselves a 20-point hole, 42-22. Again, Burlingame has not scored in this third quarter, and there's only a minute 36 left.
And that's hard to believe, because this is a good Bearcat team.
17-0 run for Lebo. On the drive, Heckman can't get it down, but he does draw the block, and he'll get two free throws. Call will go against Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker's third, team foul number three against Lebo. And we'll see if Heckman can get the Bearcats on the board with a free throw, and he does. So that ends a 17-0 run. Just an incredible third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Lebo is, they have done nothing wrong this quarter.
Heckman misses the second, 42-23. Lebo out in front, a minute 23 to go here in the third. Wolves have the basketball. Shoemaker cross midcourt. guarded closely by Heckman. Now on the drive and coming into the game, that's going to be a block foul. Scott Smith took it baseline. And Smith will be at the line for a couple of shots. Call goes against punches. That's his fourth team foul, number four.
You got like a kid that comes off the bench and his first time he gets it, he takes it to the basket. That's playing with some confidence.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, the time he gets in, he wants to make sure he's a contributor. He missed the free throw. He'll get a second one. Scott Smith, 5'8", senior, getting his first minutes of the basketball game. Second free throw try is good, so he's in the scorebook, his first point, 43-23. Lebo with the lead, a minute 10 to go here in the third. Bayless operating along the left wing. Skips a pass to the near side. Comes to Winters. And now Winters, he'll go baseline, gets double-teamed, kick out up top to Skirvin, back to Winters. Down to 53 seconds. Winters on the pull-up. It's partially blocked right into the hands of Oswald, and he'll throw it away to Bayless. So the Bearcats get a turnover. From the corner, Heckman, it's short off the side of the iron from three. Rebound Oswald, and here comes Lebo. Right to left, they lead it here, 43-23 with 33 seconds to go in the third, and there's a foul. That's going to be on Heckman. That's his third, team's fifth. Middleton, along with J.D. Tyson, check in for the Bearcats. Bayless and Heckman check out.
Coach Becker, who's he trying to put in? Okay.
All right, he was waving all over the place as Grimmett will come in, place of Conrady.
Landon's laughing. He's like, no.
Last 30 seconds of the third quarter, a quarter completely dominated by Lebo, 18-1 the score in this quarter. Shoemaker will back it out and simply let time run here. Wolves playing for the final shot of the period. Down to 10 seconds. Shoemaker, he takes the lane. They give it to him and he takes it. Too easy. Shoemaker has 14 and the lead is 22. Ball loose. Picked up by Winters. Desperation shot would not have counted anyway. And it was a completely dominated third quarter by the Lebo Wolves. 45-23.
Yeah, just an amazing run.
As we head to the fourth quarter, let's take a timeout here. We'll come back with fourth quarter action coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
For the educational community, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Quest Services Incorporated is a progressive nonprofit corporation providing quality, unique services to individuals with intellectual disabilities in five counties. They offer many services including case management, day services, residential services, supportive home care, and wellness monitoring. When you see someone associated with Quest Services, thank them for a job well done. Quest Services Incorporated, for life's journey. Wishing all area athletes success in this year's Lyon County Tournament.
Tim Miller, Ken Hansen back with you here to the fourth quarter we go. 45-23 Lebo. They outscored Burlingame in the third quarter 20-1. A very difficult quarter, it goes without saying, for the Burlingame Bearcats.
Yeah, now try to get something going here. They're going to have to definitely pick up their tempo when they get on the offensive end too.
And you think that there's a reach-in foul. That's going to go on J.D. Tyson, his first, team sixth.
It just doesn't look like there's a sense of urgency right now from the Bearcats.
Yep. You know, they got to be a little bit shell-shocked with the way that third quarter went. Heckman back in for the Bearcats. Coverage brought to you by Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for small business, plus full-service tax and accounting. Call Michelle, 785-231-7840. I would guess Lebo's going to try to take the air out of the ball. There's a turnover by Lebo. So the Wolves give it over to the Bearcats. 7:15 left to play here in the game. 45-23 Lebo. A score we did not anticipate.
No.
The Bearcats need to get going here. There's Punches with a miss on the inside. Gets it back and scores. That time, good work there by Brandon Punches. He stays with it. Gets the first field goal of the second half for Burlingame. 45-25. Now a foul on across the far side. Foul will go against Heckman. That's his fourth. And I think he may have, I don't know if he has a bloody nose or not, but he's coming to the bench. Roman Bayless back in for the Bearcats. The foul line goes Grayson Shoemaker. That is the seventh team foul. So now Lebo will be in the bonus the rest of the contest. Shoemaker 2 of 2 from the line so far tonight. Make that 3 of 3. Shoemaker, solid ball game. That's his 15th point.
Yeah, he seems to be the slasher for the Wolves. Taking it to the basket.
Right at his per game average. And now he's got 16 and lead back out to 22, 47-25. 6:48 and counting in this game. Bayless trying to go baseline. Good defense by Grimmett. Now Bayless will try it again. This time he draws the foul. Well, tried it once, didn't work. Tried a second time, going baseline and draws the foul. That'll put Bayless at the free throw line. Whistle goes against Landon Grimmett, his second. Team foul number 4. Bayless free throw was good. Roman Bayless now in double figures with 10. So Conradi and Oswald into the game for Davies and Bailey for the Lebo Wolves. Bayless hits them both. He's got 11, and the lead is out to 20 right now. 47-27 Lebo, 6:36 left to go.
Yeah, Burlingame's going to have to pick up even more full court pressure here. But they're kind of just, they're okay with getting man-to-man in the half court.
On the drive, Smith high off the glass for 2. Scott Smith now with 3 points, 49-27 the lead, back out to 22. 6:13 to play. Bayless right side, dish over to Tyson. Now Winters, he'll set up for a 16-footer. No good. Rebound there to Conradi for Lebo. Broadcast brought to you by Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. It's going to be a Lebo turnover there, so the Bearcats get it back.
That is another area, though, where Lebo is in the lead with 12 turnovers compared to 8 for the Bearcats. But the Bearcats' turnovers have been turned into points.
Yep. Well, and so many baskets for Lebo on second chances.
Mm-hmm.
Winters backing down, shoots it up with the left hand off the glass for 2. Nifty shot there for Dane Winters, who has 7. 49-29, Lebo, 5:24 to go. Grimmett in the front court, dishes in the near corner to Smith. Tried a spin move, had his pocket pick. Dane Winters comes up with it. Winters in front court, left to right. Feeds it in the corner to Tyson. Fires it to Bayless, left wing. Long range shot off the rim, no good. Ball tipped, controlled by Lebo. Smith down the floor, Shoemaker with it. He'll take it in and score it. Grayson Shoemaker now with 18 in the lead, back to 22, 51-29. So now the Bearcats just not making any headway here. Right wing shot, no good. Whistle down inside. That Punches. And if it is, he's done. So Brandon Punches will foul out of the game. And he'll do so with 2 points.
I think, Tim, that Burlingame is just kind of like, okay, this is not our night.
Boy, it sure was not their third quarter. That was for sure. As Shoemaker will head to the free throw line for the 1-1. Missed it. Rebound to Bayless, and now a foul on the miss. That's going to go against Oswald. He'll pick up his third. Team foul number five on the Wolves. Dominic Reisner into the lineup for Lebo, taking the place of Grayson Shoemaker. 4:45 left, 51-29. Lebo out in front on the strength of a 20-1 third quarter. They scored the first 17 points of the period. Ball turned over now by the Bearcats. Reisner with the steal. Well, Lebo certainly can run a lot of clock here. They can be as patient can be.
Yeah, and I think coach is like, just don't commit a turnover, but execute the offense, but take your time.
Here's Reisner with the drive. Kicks it back out to Grimmett. Grimmett lets it fly for a three. No good. Rebound fought for. And coming out of the pack with it is J.D. Tyson. 3:53 left. 51-29. There's a pass inside, and the basket good for Drake Skirvin. Skirvin has four. 51-31, Lebo, 3:39 to play. Now here's a steal. Nice play there by Winters, lays it off the glass. A little reverse lay-in. Dane Winters now with nine and a timeout on the floor. Gives us a chance to let you know that our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's on 6th. 99-cent iced coffee from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. through February 5th. Pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack. And our coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament, brought to you by Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament. Well, 51-33 here, an 18-point differential, 3:32 to go. Still can't go to that third quarter, just an amazing 8 minutes of basketball on both sides, how the Wolves played, and, man, just how rough it was for the Bearcats to get through.
It was, and the fourth quarter has been a little bit more evenly, but I think it's because I don't think Lebo's is attacking as much as they did in that third quarter.
No, I think at this point you're just interested in seeing that last 3:32 run off the clock. Of course, the winner here will play for the tournament championship. The loser of the contest will play for third place.
Yeah, and you also don't want to develop some bad habits in the next 3 minutes. And turnovers have been rather significant here. If this was a close game.
Yep. Yeah, and Lebo has turned the ball over quite a bit in this contest. But obviously up a 18.
Everything else has gone well.
Yeah, has no bearing on the drive. And then the pull up there for Bayless. Tough shooting, like it crawls off the iron. Rebound Lebo. Last 3 minutes. And there's a reach-in foul. They will get J.D. Tyson with his second, team's ninth. Shoemaker to the line.
And Tim, I think both these teams will look forward to tomorrow, but Burlingame is going to have to just kind of refocus and get through the emotions that we're going to be in the third place game, but hey, we're still got a chance to get some medals.
Yep, and get a couple wins. Free throw good for Shoemaker. Well, Lebo was last in the championship game in 2021. They won it over Olpe. And they'll be back in it here in 2023. As Shoemaker hits both foul shots. Good game for Shoemaker, 20 points. 53-33, back out to a 20-point margin. 2:56 left. And Grayson, Bayless, he will walk with it and turn it over. Back to Lebo.
That 2021 win went down to the wire against Olpe, but that was a year there wasn't many people here.
Right.
And the radio, we were all sitting over there on the other side, on the floor.
And, of course, yeah, the dreaded COVID. Foul picked up by Dane Winters, his fourth, 10th team foul, so a double bonus for Lebo. Landon Grimmett to the line, 13 points on the night. four trays in the game. Free throw up and good. Second attempt here for Grimmett. Missed it. And Shoemaker tracks down the loose ball. So another rebound off of a missed foul shot. Now the ball knocked away out of bounds. It will stay with Lebo. Coverage brought to you by Gwen Longbine of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Gwen helped buyers and sellers with home, farm, ag land, and lake house sales in 2022. See how she can help you at gwenlongbine.com. Boy, pass right off of Robert's face. He was able to get the steal, though. That had to smart just a bit.
Yeah, he was grabbing his nose a little.
That'll make your eyes water. But nevertheless, got the steal. Burlingame with the basketball. 2:20 left. Bayless had it knocked away, picked up by Roberts. He'll give to Winters. Now Winters in some trouble. Bailey has him guarded pretty well. Now out to Winters for a three. That misses everything. Ball attempted to be saved by Tyson. Couldn't quite get there, and it'll be Lebo basketball. 2 minutes left to go. It looks like, I think Timmy Roberts may have had some blood on his lip after taking a pretty good shot with the basketball, and they'll send him to the bench.
Yeah, the coach is like, next time we go for the steal the normal way.
Yeah, that was that one had to smart just a bit.
Oh.
Down to a minute 49 left. There's a whistle down inside.
We have all had that happen when we got hit in the face by a basketball.
Yeah, it certainly brings tears to the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Whistle goes against Drake Skirvin. That's his third. Shoemaker back to the line. 6 of 7 from there tonight, making 7 of 8. Conrady into the game. Also, Scott Smith back into the Wolf lineup. And Shoemaker hits them both. 56-33. This is the largest lead to the ball game now, 23 points. Cross over there by Winters. Looking for an opening. Gets in the paint. Looking for Skirvin. Pass too short there. Skirvin had to bend over too far to get that one. Turnover to the Wolves.
Yeah, this is just one of those games where everything just went wrong in that third quarter for the Bearcats. And everything went right for Lebo.
Now Lebo, another turnover. Conrady trying to bounce past it along the baseline to Grimmett. Goes out of bounds. Minute 18 left. Coverage brought to you by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs. As we just about get to the last minute of the game, Middleton's shot is short, but gets it back. And now here's a shot that's up and good from three for Roman Bayless. Cody Thurston, Land Agent 3. Bayless has 14 points in the ball game, makes it 56-36. Lebo with the lead, and they will head to the championship game. Down to 45 seconds to go.
Yeah, and it was the best eight-minute stretch I think I've seen from a team in a long time.
Yeah. Shoemaker again back to the line, drawing the foul. Whistle goes against Dane Winters. That's his fifth. He will exit with 9 points. Now Coach Becker emptying the bench a little bit more. Sam Hosencleaver checking in.
And he's had some good production from the bench tonight. They've given him some good minutes.
Shoemaker buries another free throw. He's hit 5 in a row. 9 of 10 on the night.
I'll take that anytime.
No kidding. Shoemaker hits another one.
That was not my stat book. How about yours, Dan?
Nope. not 10 of 11, I'll tell you that.
10 of 11 misses,
nope.
Maybe for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. 58-36, the drive. Nice take there to the goal for Roman Bayless. Count the buck, and he's fouled. Calls on Dominic Reisner. That's his third. And now in for Lebo, Eli Ellis checking in. Also Caleb Durst into the ball game. And Braden Hopkins. Meanwhile, for Burlingame, they'll get Brock Moon into the game here momentarily. Free throw is good for Roman Bayless. So Bayless, he had a good night for Burlingame. 17 points, unfortunately, just not near enough. 58-39, Lebo with the lead, last 20 seconds of the ball game.
Yeah, Bayless had an excellent game tonight. Just so nobody else came along with the ride.
Nope. And the Lebo Wolves will make their 17th trip to the championship game in this Lyon County League tournament. As the last 5 seconds tick away, Eli Ellis will dribble the final seconds away, and that is it. And it is a 58-39 victory for the Lebo Wolves, as they were very, very impressive in that third quarter. And conversely, just a miserable 8 minutes for Burlingame. As the Wolves began that third quarter on a 17-0 run, they outscored the Bearcats 20-1 in the period to build a 22-point lead, and they win it by 19. Again, 58-39, your final score. We will take a timeout, come back, go through some numbers with you, and, of course, then a setup, the schedule for the rest of the evening. This is coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
So the kids have been begging you to get a puppy. Once you make the big decision, what next? Randomly searching online with an unknown breeder may leave you with more than you bargained for. B&S Kennels, located near Opie, is your trusted breeder. They've been breeding quality puppies for companionship and some for hunting for well over 20 years. B&S specializes in AKC-registered puppies in several different breeds in a clean facility. Visit their website at bnskennels.com to see all that they have to offer. One look and you'll be smitten. B&S Kennels, Larry and Yvette Bolt's owners. Call 620-475-3725.
The City of Madison is a proud community with lots to offer growing families. Madison has an active business community and an excellent K-12 school system. Community benefits include a swimming pool, library, community building, museum, and a 9-hole public golf course. Building sites are available. You couldn't pick a better place to raise a family than Madison, Hidden Valley of the Flint Hills. And good luck to the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Have you been to the Heidi Inn in Lebo lately? It's the place to go for a great home-cooked meal. The Heidi Inn has daily specials every Monday through Saturday, like their Monday Mexican food special. It's also a great gathering spot for game day, so you can enjoy delicious food.